How many tickles does it take for an octopus to laugh? I don't know how many. 10 tickles. It's time for the Children Hour. This is 89.9 KUNM.org.
I looked out my window, much to my surprise. I saw a big colored balloon. It was flying through the skies, flying through the skies. It looked like a flying rainbow or a giant ice cream cone. Then I soon discovered it wasn't alone. No, it wasn't alone. Let's get in a balloon, a big balloon, and fly away. Get in a balloon, a big balloon, and fly away. Get in a balloon, a big balloon, and fly away. Fly away. Fly away. Imagine flying like a seagull, drifting through the breeze, hopping from cloud to cloud to cloud, being higher than the trees, higher than the trees. I wanna buy a ticket for a ride in a balloon, so I can touch the stars every night and silhouette the moon, silhouette the moon. Let's get in a balloon, a big balloon, and fly. Get in a balloon, a big balloon, and fly away. Get in a balloon, a big balloon, and fly away. Fly away. Fly away. Of my empty room, remember I bought a ticket for a ride in a big balloon, ride in a big balloon. Let's get in a balloon, a big balloon, and fly away. Get in a balloon, a big balloon, and fly away. Get in a balloon, a big balloon, and fly away. Fly away. Fly away.
You are tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. So happy to have you with us. And we are happy, happy, happy to be in the studio on a beautiful first day of the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta.
Woo!
No kidding, man.
Yeah.
Yay.
I saw a balloon.
I saw a balloon,
and it had the United States of America flag symbol on it.
Yeah, I saw that one go right by our window here at KUNM.
I saw it first.
Oh, you all, this is so cool. Don't you love Balloon Fiesta?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty wonderful. We're pretty.
I have Thursday and Friday off to go see the Balloon Fiesta.
What mm-hmm. a cool school is that? I am so happy to hear you get to go. Well, let's say our good mornings here in the studio. We have kids in the field. We have kids on the chase. And we have kids in the studio. In the studio with us this morning.
We have kids chasing down hot air balloons.
Yes.
They're going to catch them.
They're going to catch them with their bare
hello,
hands.
Hello, I'm Maggie.
Hello, I'm Maggie.
Hello, it's Ava.
Hi, Ava. And way over here.
My friend, his birthday.
It's his birthday today.
My friend.
Let's say it. Shay, tell us. Good morning. Is your name Shay?
Yes.
Good morning, Shay. Happy birthday.
Good morning, Shay. Thanks. I'm turning 6 years old.
Today. Like right now.
Two years younger because I'm 8. And 2 years after that will be 7 and then 8. So.
Shay is dressed like Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
He's going to be Harry Potter for Halloween. Ooh. Apparently. I'm going to be a black cat. Stray.
That is so cool. I'm really. What are you going to be, Maggie?
I'm going to be a character from a show.
Okay, which one?
Natsu from Fairy Tail.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell me something that happened in your week this week.
Well, this morning was a really funny morning because, so, it was quiet. I woke up to this.
Oh, you heard this.
Yeah, from the hot air balloon. Then my dog, Luna, always tries to catch, like, thunder, airplanes, helicopters, anything that's, like, making noise that's like, going over our house. She just chases them and tries to, like, barks at them and tries to get them, but, like, they're, like, way over there. Or they're, like, miles up.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, you know what? In the field right now are mm-hmm. some of our crew. Can you mm-hmm. hear us, crew? Are you there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, everyone. What's going on there? Hi. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
This is Elliot, Siobhan, and Haley. We're here on the grounds for the first day of the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. It's a beautiful day out here, and there are a couple of balloons still inflating. There is a guy on a motorcycle. There is a little sis with a top hat. A few rainbow balloons, and there's still thousands of people that were here, thousands, here before the sun came up.
Were you here before the sun came up?
I think some of us were.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm really happy that you're all there reporting live from the Balloon Fiesta. What's your next plan at the Balloon Fiesta?
We're about to interview Art Lloyd, the voice of the Balloon Fiesta. And then maybe a little bit after we do the interview, we're going to go and wander down in the Balloon Fiesta and report what we see. Yeah.
Sounds great. Kid correspondents reporting live from the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta's first day. And we're going to be hearing back from you in a little bit. Hang on there with us, okay? Thanks for being there, girls. We sure appreciate it. We'll talk to you really soon. Well, fantastic. We've got them live at the Balloon Fiesta on the field. It's a perfect first day for Balloon Fiesta. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now in addition to Balloon Fiesta. This show is going to be all about ballooning, all about balloons. But we're going to take one little tiny break from balloons just right now to play you something pretty amazing that came out yesterday at noon. This you might have heard. I know we know here on the Children's Hour that we've been really worried about Puerto Rico, which is an island that's an American island. You know, it got hit by Hurricane Maria pretty devastatingly badly. And the amazing last week, if you heard our show, we did a show all about musicals. And we did do a little biography of Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is Puerto Rican himself. And Lin-Manuel Miranda and a bunch of his Puerto Rican artist friends came up with this song for this week. And if you go purchase this song, all of the proceeds go to hurricane relief. But this is going out to everyone who's going to keep having your prayers for Puerto Rico. Every word you hear in this song that you maybe don't recognize or is just a Spanish word to you is actually a place in Puerto Rico. He names dozens and dozens and dozens of cities across Puerto Rico that have been devastated. This is Lin-Manuel Miranda and a whole bunch of friends. You're tuned into the Children's Hour right here on KUNM.
Say it loud and there's music playing. Say it soft and it's almost like praying. It's almost like praying. It's almost like praying.
Mi viejo San Juan,
Isabela, Maricao, Fajardo, Dorado,
Hormiguero, Sumacao, Cuquillo, Atillo,
Vega Alta, Vega Baja, Toa Alta, Toa Baja, Mayagüez, yes. Otra vez, yes. Aguadilla, Quebradilla, Guayanilla, Juanadilla, Sicayé, hey.
It's almost like crazy.
Trujillo Alto, Ceibas, Ciales, la isla de Vieques, el grito de Lares,
Yauco,
Sidra,
Añasco,
Patillas, Morovis,
Loíza, lo hiciste.
Puerto Rico.
Clouds are all behind me, and you'll hear the birds as they sing. ¿A dónde va el viento? Ahí me encontrarás, pues no estoy aferrado. Nada, búscame tras la lluvia, las nubes atrás de mí, escucharás las aves cantando. Anywhere the wind
that's where you'll find me. Cause I ain't holding on to nothing. Look for me when the rain goes, the clouds are all behind me. And you'll hear the birds as they sing. Estoy aferrado a nada, búscame tras la lluvia, las nubes detrás de mí, escucharás las aves cantando.
Sometimes on the Children's Hour, but that's a record. Seth Hoffman is a local New Mexico Albuquerque musician and his floating through the air on, in a balloon song. He has a few balloon songs because he's pretty involved in a balloon crew of actually Julia and Liliana on our crew. Their dad has a balloon, and I'm sure they're all up in the air. We're going to hear from them on the chase, Julia, soon, I hope. But in the meantime, hey, Ian, you came into the studio. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Welcome.
Welcome
to you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're always welcome. I'm glad you're here. And we know we've got lots of stuff going on today for and around Balloon Fiesta. Are you all planning? Is everybody in the studio over here planning to go to Balloon Fiesta at least once?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you go every year?
Yeah, usually. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Every year.
Every year. I go every year. It's fun to go, don't you think?
Yes.
Wander around. It's freezing. It's dark. I mean, when else do we get together with our friends at 5:30 in the morning? Not often.
No, never.
Unless it's
your birthday and you have it really early in your morning.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Or you're having a sleepover and you're just like, yeah.
Well, y'all might want to pop your headphones on. We're going to be talking to our friends here on the field. We sent a crew with their media badges and everything to the Balloon Fiesta Park. And I hope you guys are there. Are y'all there? You there? You guys there? Hello. Hello, hello. I don't know. Maybe they don't realize we're talking to them yet. But anyway, you're tuned to the Children's Hour. Are you all there, Elliot?
Hi.
Hello.
I'm with Haley, Siobhan. We've just met the voice of the Balloon Fiesta, Art Lloyd Jr., here in the media booth. So welcome to the Children's Hour.
Hey, great. It's been good to be with you guys. I'm glad you're out here at Balloon Fiesta with us.
What makes you the voice of the Balloon Fiesta?
Well, I'm the guy, one of the guys that gets to talk about what's going on with balloons.
Uh-oh, I think they got disconnected here. We're going to get them back on. The voice of the Balloon Fiesta is Art Lloyd Jr., and we're so happy that he's here with us, trying to talk with us on the Children's Hour. And we're going to do what we can to reconnect with our friends there, and hopefully they can get us back on. It turns out it's a little bit of a challenge to do a live broadcast from the Balloon Fiesta field. There's a lot going on, and there's some rules we have to follow in terms of how long we can talk to folks on the air here on KUNM. And we're going to get back to Art Lloyd Jr., the voice of the Balloon Fiesta, And anyway, we're here on the Children's Hour, and you're really patient listeners. This is live, and you can tell because, you know, that's how it is sometimes. Anyway, we'll get back with our friends at the Balloon Fiesta and Art Lloyd Jr. in just a second. We're doing a show about ballooning here on the Children's Hour. You can't do a show about ballooning without this song. This is going out to everyone who came to town just to be in Albuquerque for the Balloon Fiesta. Welcome, visitors. Elliot, do we have you all back? Siobhan, Elliot?
Yeah.
Great.
Sorry, we were having some technical difficulties. This is Elliot, Siobhan, and Haley. We've just met the voice of the Balloon Fiesta, Art Lloyd Jr. here in the media booth. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thanks for having me here. Glad to have you guys up here at Balloon Fiesta and up here on the what used to be called the secret announce tower. Now it's a pretty public announce tower.
What makes you the voice of the Balloon Fiesta?
Well, I'm one of the guys that talks about the balloons that are flying, who's flying them, what's the name of those balloons, where they came from. Just kind of being part of the entire show here to keep all of our spectators and our guests here informed and entertained about Balloon Fiesta and ballooning in general.
Why is Albuquerque so great for ballooning?
Well, it's partly because of the geographical features here, because between our mountain and our river valley here. Pretty much when a balloon flies, you can kind of see it from anywhere. And so that makes it a nice place to fly. We also have great weather here, and we've been doing it for 46 years. It's become the place to go to. It's the largest in the world.
Wow. How many balloons are at the Balloon Fiesta this year, and where do they come from?
There's about 550 of them registered here. About 100 of them are those special shapes. They come from almost every state in the Union and about 19 foreign countries as well.
Thank you. This is Siobhan, Elliot, and Haley. And we are reporting live from the first day of Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta.
He's off on an adventure. We don't think we'll see him soon. Floating through the air on Jimmy's big balloon. He's drifting through the clouds, lightning just might be his room. Way up in the atmosphere in Jimmy's big balloon. He got a big balloon at the county fair. And when our Jimmy grabbed it, he rose up in the air. A bright red piece of rubber with helium inside. We dove to grab his ankles. Come back here, Jim, we cried. He's off on an adventure, we don't think we'll see him soon. Floating through the air on Jimmy's big balloon. He's drifting through the clouds, lightning just might be his room. Way up in the atmosphere in Jimmy's big balloon. But off he went so swiftly, above the tallest trees. He clutched the string more tightly, got caught up by a breeze. We got reports and sightings across the USA. They saw him in Des Moines, he flew through Tampa Bay. He's off on an adventure, we don't think we'll see him soon. Floating through the air on Jimmy's big balloon. He's
drifting through the clouds. Lightning just might be his rule. Way up in the atmosphere in Jimmy's big balloon. They waved to him in Boston. He whispered through Detroit. He picked up Smog and Gary. We lost him in Beloit. It rained on him in Memphis and snowed out in St. Paul. He's headed for the border. He'll visit Montreal. He's off on an adventure. We don't think we'll see him soon. Floating through the air on Jimmy's big balloon. He's drifting through the clouds. Lightning just might be his rune. Way up in the atmosphere in Jimmy's big balloon.
Hello, you are tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. Always happy to have you here with us on the air. And that was Jimmy's Big Balloon coming off of a CD called Westward Woe by Dave Rudolph and Hugh Masekela doing the instrumental version of Up, Up and Away. On the field, we've got a crew, and let them introduce themselves. You there, crew?
This is Haley. Elliot, Siobhan, we're talking to the voice of the Balloon Fiesta, Art Lloyd Jr., here outside the media booth. There's more than just inflating and launching hot air balloons going on at the Balloon Fiesta. What else can we expect this week?
Wow, we got all different kinds of flying and different events of the balloons here. There's a lot of entertainment on the stage. There's 70-some vendors here with all kinds of things that you can buy. About 30 of those vendors have food for you to eat. There's a car show out here. We're going to have a gas balloon race launch out of here yet this afternoon. There's just all kinds of, there's a whole kids' day coming up at the end of the week. Also on Thursday and Friday, special shapes day. All of our 100 special shape balloons will display. People will be able to walk in and among those and see all those kinds of things. And, of course, all of our night events, our balloon glows. So you can come out and we light all the balloons up after it gets dark. And after that, we've got a fireworks show. We've also got laser light shows going on in the early morning and evening. So there's a lot to do out here any day you come out.
Thank you. Can you describe for our listening audience what the Key Grab competition is?
Key Grab has actually kind of evolved into now what we call a ring toss. So we put five poles. They're about 25 feet tall. We put five poles out there. And every pilot has a ring that's about 12 inches in diameter. So they're going to fly in, and they're going to attempt to take that ring and drop it over the pole. And if they get it over the pole, then they're going to win some prize. Might be money, might be something else. And then what usually ends up happening, the key grab comes from the idea of having a new car. Usually what ends up happening, one of those poles will have a car. The prize would be a car on there. So if you get the right pole at the right time, you could win a car.
Wow, cool.
That's awesome. Okay. That's awesome. We are hearing from our intrepid reporters live on the Balloon Fiesta field. They're talking to the voice of the Balloon Fiesta, Art Lloyd Jr. And
you're listening to the Children's Hour. This is 89.9 KUNM and KUNM.org.
You're listening to the Children's Hour here on KUNM, and I'm going to go back to our intrepid reporters at the Balloon Fiesta right now, talking to the voice of the Balloon Fiesta, Art Lloyd Jr. You there, girls?
Hi, it's Elliot, Haley, Siobhan, and we're talking to Art Lloyd, the voice of the Balloon Fiesta. Can you tell us about the gas balloon race? How does that work?
It's called the America's Challenge Race. There are 8 teams here, 4 from the U.S. and 4 from other countries. The idea is that these balloons are about the third of the size of our hot air balloons, but they are filled with hydrogen gas, which has more lifting power than hot air does. So they'll inflate those balloons this afternoon about 2 o'clock, and the intent is for them to launch at 6. And it's a distance race. So because their fuel is by dumping sand off the side, that makes the balloon lighter. It goes up in the air. They carry a lot of sand when they take off from here. They'll be able to fly for about 3 or 4 days. And we're thinking that they're going to end up over on the East Coast or maybe even up in Canada. So about 4 days from now, it's a distance race, different than our 1 or 2 hour flights that we do with hot air balloons.
Wow, that's amazing.
You'll be able to track it on balloonfiesta.com live, by the way, to see where those balloons go and where they land. So check that out on Balloon Fiesta, live tracking of America's Challenge.
Wow. Well, there's so much to do at the Balloon Fiesta. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, guys. It's been great to have you out here. Look forward to seeing you out here. Have a great time. And maybe one day you'll be the voice of Balloon Fiesta.
Thank you.
That's Elliot, Siobhan, and Haley. They're live at the Balloon Fiesta. They are on the field. We're going to hear more from them. We're also going to hear from Julia. She's on the chase. And so much more. You're tuned to the Children's Hour right here for our Balloon Fiesta special. To fly, you have to believe you can fly. first in the Gimme Gimmes here on the Children's Hour. Do you believe you can fly? Well, there's a whole lot of people in Albuquerque right now who do know they can fly. They're at the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. Or maybe they're just like over your head right now flying around. We sure saw a lot of balloons when we got up here to the studio. On the phone with us is Julia Wolf. She's on the chase. Julia, do we have you?
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you doing?
Well, we just landed a balloon chasing, and we're just finishing packing the balloon up after a great balloon ride today.
Wow. So what does being on a balloon chase crew involve?
Well, you have to do a lot of helping, and basically you have to do what the pilot and the crew chief tell you to do, because it's a dangerous ballooning's dangerous, and there's not really any room for mistakes, so you have to just do what they say, and it's really fun.
That is so cool. And so when you're doing the chase, you're actually like, you're one of those trucks driving around on the ground, actually looking up in the air for your balloon you're chasing?
Yes.
And so how far did your balloon go about? Did it go a long way? And does it sometimes land in places that you can't get to?
So we didn't go too far today. We're just at a soccer field near Balloon Fiesta Park. But sometimes it definitely lands in places we can't get to. Gates are closed, things like that.
That could be very difficult, huh? Well, but today you're about to pack it up again. And you want to tell us the name of your balloon so maybe our listeners can come check out your balloon when they go to the Balloon Fiesta?
Our balloon is Gloria. It's the tie-dyed balloon.
Oh, we love your balloon. It's so pretty. We used it actually to promote this show. So if anybody wants to see what it looks like, you can go to KUNM.org and there's a picture of your balloon up there. Such a beautiful balloon. Your dad made that balloon, didn't he? Your dad and mom.
Yeah. My dad made this balloon with the help of a lot of other people.
Well, Julia, are you going to be on the chase all week, or do you have to take the week off for school, or what happens?
I'm going to be on the chase all week, and I'm just coming to school in the afternoon.
How fun is that? Julia, have a great time at Balloon Fiesta. Thank you so much for telling us what it was like on the chase, and have a great Balloon Fiesta, and best of luck to the family, too. Thanks, Julia.
Thank you.
Well, you too can be part of the Balloon Fiesta. Just go. It's really a blast. In the meantime, we're going to hear more from our intrepid reporters on the ground. This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. This is Billy Winston.
Hot air balloon, let's go on a sky ride. 1,000 little rainbows we're gonna see on every side. It's a beautiful place, looking down from your space. Hot air balloon, down below cars look like toys, and make-believe little houses for girls and boys. That great big locomotive looks like a model train. Hot air balloon, down below I see a nest in a tree. Baby chicks are hatching, those chicks are getting free. There's always a butterfly nearby, a hot air balloon.
Billy Winston in the background with his hot air balloon song, celebrating balloons. Balloons are such a big deal here in Albuquerque with our beautiful box winds. We are the ideal international destination for hot air ballooning. And so we sent a bunch of kids to the field. And hopefully we can get y'all back on. Y'all there? Yep, you're here.
Hi, this is Elliot. And I have Siobhan and Haley with me. We're about to go see if we can interview a crew.
How fun.
Of one of the balloons.
How fun. What's it like on the field right now?
It's starting to get much warmer, and there's the New Mexico Peace Choir performing on the main stage. I don't know if you can hear them.
No, but I believe you. I love them.
Hi. We're from the K&M Kids Career Hour.
Yes.
And we're live on air right now. Can you tell us your name? Where are you from, and what are your impressions for the balloons?
Well, my name is Barney Dean Watson, because it's cool beans. That's not the balloon, okay? We're from Albuquerque here, and I've lived in Albuquerque for about five years or so. And what was the third question?
What are your impressions on the balloons?
Oh, this is awesome. This is the greatest place to fly. It's a little congested, and it gets a little stressful at times, but it's just a great thing to see all the balloons in the air. And actually playing along with them. Unfortunately, we didn't get to do that today.
Do you have multiple different balloons?
No, I just have this one. Although we've had a history of balloons, the cool beans, this is the second balloon. We had another one, the one right there, it's pictured there, that was cool beans one. And then we had another balloon called Holy Free Holy. It was an old balloon, but it was a fun balloon to fly.
Wow,
that's,
thank you.
That's
thank
pretty
you so
cool.
Much.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Enjoy the fiesta.
Thank you.
Hey, girls.
Wow, pretty neat. Our crew's down there on the field.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to talk more with Elliot, Siobhan, and Haley, who are now they're just being true journalists and reporters, and they're down there in the field talking to random strangers. So proud of these kids. Can you hear it? I'm so proud of them. And Julia up in the air. And we have lots more coming up for you, including a family events calendar, our KUNM Kids Birthday Club, and so much more. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour right here on our Balloon Fiesta special. This is Owl City.
And with a mean sewing machine and miles of thread, we sewed.
is Siobhan, Kaylee. We're at the Balloon Fiesta. We've seen so many cool balloons.
Amazing. It's amazing.
And the New Mexico Peace Choir, so many cool things to see. There aren't any more balloons inflating or flying.
Or launching.
So we're going to get food, and yeah, we've had a great time.
Well, I'm looking forward to Cheerios at Balloon Fiesta because I know those are really good.
I'm looking forward to just different types of food.
Yeah.
And breakfast burritos.
Thank you both. Thank you all three of you and your parents for coming out to the Balloon Fiesta this morning and broadcasting live for us from the field. It's been great to hear from you.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Very fun.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
One fine day, I believe it was around a quarter to noon. Standing right in front of me was a giant hot air balloon. As tall as the tallest old oak tree, as bright as a rainbow could ever be. Well, one fine day at a quarter to noon, I went up in a hot air balloon. Hot air balloon, hot air balloon, won't you take us to the man in the moon? We'll all sing a flying tune in our hot air balloon. I was floating over my neighborhood now at half past noon, at the tiny houses, tiny streets, and my tiny best friend June. She waved to me and cried,
"Whoa! Can I come along with you?"
So down we went, and in came June, up in a hot air balloon. Hot air balloon, hot air balloon, won't you take us to the man in the moon? We'll all sing a flying tune in our hot air balloon. From up so high, we saw below a beautiful blue lagoon. And sleeping in the summer sun was a funny-faced baboon. When he woke, he cried,
"Ooh, ooh, ooh! Can I come along with you too?"
So in jumped the big baboon, and we went up in a hot air balloon. Hot air balloon, hot air balloon, won't you take us to the man in the moon? We'll all sing a flying tune in our hot air balloon. A little bit squeezed when we heard a lovely tune. And flying right beside us was a sweet singing loon. She sang,
"Friends, can I rest a while? I've been flying now for many a mile."
So we made room for a lovely loon.
Hello.
Up in a hot air balloon. Hot air balloon, hot air balloon, won't you take us to the man in the moon? We'll all sing a flying in our hot air balloon. So now we were all quite tight when, what do you know, very soon, we spotted not just one, not two, but three fuzzy raccoons. They sang,
"Hey, can we take a ride high up in the big blue sky?"
So in climbed those three raccoons, and we went up in a hot air balloon. Hot air balloon, hot air balloon, won't you take us to the man in the moon? We'll all sing a flying tune in our hot air balloon. By now the sun was red and low, and the giant hot air balloon said,
"Friends, it's almost bedtime, and it's time to end our tune."
So good night, June. Good night, baboon. Good night, loon. You fuzzy raccoons. Now I'll sing a flying tune and dream of a hot air balloon. Hot air balloon, hot air balloon, won't you take us to the man in the moon? We'll all sing a flying tune in our hot air balloon. Thank you.
It's time for the KUNM Kids Birthday Club. Kids in the club get a birthday greeting on the air and a birthday gift in the mail. Happy birthday if today's your birthday.
Like four of the KUNM Kids Birthday Club members this week, Shay Byron Flaherty from Albuquerque is turning 6 years old today.
Happy birthday, Shay. Selma Osman from Albuquerque is turning 7 years old today.
Happy birthday, Salama.
And Taj Lewis from Corrales is turning 9 years old today. Happy birthday, Taj. And Anya Martel is turning... Wait.
She's from Santa Fe. She's turning 11 years old today.
Woo!
Happy birthday, Anya. Jack Stanley from Seal Beach, California is turning 5 years old on Thursday.
Happy birthday, Jack. And
Declan Walsh.
listening online from Louisville, Colorado, is turning 4 years old on Friday.
Happy birthday, Declan.
These KUNM Kids Birthday Club members can watch their mailboxes. I can't talk today.
Watch your mailbox
from us.
There's gonna be a gift in your mailbox to every kid in the club.
Joining the birthday club is as simple as sending an email with sending us an email with your name, birthday, and postal mailing address.
We never share your information and with anyone, and you stay in the club until you're 13 years old. Join by emailing KUNM at
KUNMKids@KUNM.org.
KUNMKids@KUNM.org.
You can also tell us what you think of the show. Visit us on the Children's Hour Radio on Facebook and KUNM Kids on Twitter.
And stick with us on KUNM. Folk Roots is coming up next with Perdita, among others, maybe? Are you all by yourself? Oh, Ron's here. Oh, cool. Ron Hale and Perdita are producing another excellent episode of Folk Roots. And after that is Voces Feministas right here on KUNM. Get our complete schedule, all the playlists. And if you've heard something that you love and you want to know what it is, we post our playlists. Every music DJ posts our playlists. You can search those on a searchable database and find whatever it is that you heard. You can actually look even at the time that you heard it. So if you're like, at 3 o'clock, there was this awesome thing. Well, guess what? Go to KUNM.org and find our playlist search. Also, catch any show that you want to hear again at our 2-week archive. That's KUNM.org/2-week-archive. And we're going to go out with a little of this, little old-timey stuff. And after that, you'll be hearing Folk Roots right here on KUNM and KUNM.org. Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. And many, many thanks to the voice of the Balloon Fiesta, Art Lloyd Jr., for helping make it a reality that we had kids at the Balloon Fiesta this year. Thanks so much.
Love, love, when you're in love, the world is your balloon. Rain is confetti rain, the moon's a lantern moon. Glowworms are footlights in the clover, for they know life's a bang-up show. Why should it irk us? Ain't it a circus? Yours is the gate that swings to clowns and tinkerbells. Yours is the hope on wings, the heart on carousels. Yours is the earth to play with on a summer afternoon. For when girl loves boy, the world is a toy balloon.
Pretty little world. filled with valley and stream, floating in rainbow weather. Something for a girl and boy with a dream, something to share together.
Lucky are they who never lose the string to youth and spring.
Love, love, when you're in love,
the world is your balloon.
Rain is confetti rain.